Good morning. This is Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti, and talking this time with Carmen Snyder, the executive director of Sonoma County Farm Trails, who have a big event coming up this weekend. Tell us about the weekend along the farm trails.
Sure. This Saturday and Sunday, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on both days, you can get out on the trails in Sonoma County. You can travel from the, you know, as far east as the town of Sonoma, north up to Cloverdale, west all the way to Occidental, and into southern Petaluma, and everything in between. We've got over 40 farmers who are opening up their barnyard doors and gates to greet the public.
And what do they do there?
So many things. So you can get tours, special demonstrations. There's some classes being offered. Of course, it's harvest season, so there are pumpkin patches and hay mazes and you-pick opportunities for apples and pumpkins and even flowers. Chickabloom Farm in Petaluma has a you-pick flower option all weekend.
Is this something you've been doing every year, or is this something new?
It's an old farm. It's been happening for many, many years, and we revived it last fall. It had taken a hiatus for a few years. And it's backed by popular demand because the public really is increasingly eager to get out on the farm. And, I mean, they love meeting their farmers in the farmers market, but it's another level of connectivity to really get to see the land where their food is grown and to meet the animals and to check out the equipment and to learn a little bit about what a day in the life of a farmer really looks like.
Now, that's only a subsection, although a substantial one, of the Farm Trail members. How do you know which places are doing something?
Visit farmtrails.org, and you'll register through brown paper tickets. It's free to the public, but we do ask that you sign up, and then we'll send you via email an interactive map link and also a program that spells out the full itinerary. One thing I should mention is that not all of the farms are open both days, so it's really important to read the itinerary carefully, to look at the map carefully, and chart your adventure.
Sounds like the farmers are going high-tech.
Well, Farm Trail does.
When people come out, this is a very much of a family sort of a opportunity, isn't it?
It's totally family-friendly. It's the kids love it. And then, I mean, if you know, there's also, we have wineries on our trails as well, with many of them who are waiving tasting fees for trailers, farm trailers. So the whole, I think it's a weekend that has something for everyone.
And should you pack a lunch or get fed along the way? How does that part work?
I recommend do not pack your lunch. Do bring a cooler and bring a picnic basket. There are epic picnic sites all over the county, and many of the destinations are selling snacks, and some of the destinations are actually preparing meals for sale. And you get food, you know, as close to the source as you possibly can. Like, I'm thinking of Old Cedar Farm in Petaluma. They're making chicken tacos from the chickens that they raise, pasture raise on their farm.
You can't get more local war than that.
You can't.
And some tastings, too, I see.
Yes, lots of tastings, cheese and honey and meats and pies.
It seems like this being harvest season would be a very busy time for all the farmers to stop what they're doing and play host for a little bit. But is that a problem, or is the idea just to show everybody what they do when they're busy?
I think it's to show everyone what they do when they're, you know, in the culmination of their season. And for several of the farms, it's the opening weekend of pumpkin patches that they'll run for the next several weeks. For some varietals of apples, this is prime picking time. And the wineries who are open, of course, they're wrapping up crush right now, but their tasting rooms, I think, you know, maintain openness throughout the season.
Let's quickly recap before we run out of time just how to get the information you need to go out and be part of all this.
Go to farmtrails.org, and at the top of our website page, there's a link to register for Weekend Along the Farm Trails. And when you click that link, it'll take you to brown paper tickets. You can sign up. You'll receive notices. You'll get a live interactive map and a complete itinerary. And it's a self-guided tour. It's important to say you just, like, see what appeals to you and chart your own route.
All coming up this weekend. Sounds like a great time. Carmen Snyder, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That'll do it for this edition of Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson. Have a great day.